So good to see you guys
at Matt's church.
A couple different thoughts this morning as it's your first time for some of you to be at church at Matt's. So a couple thoughts. First, did we not have just wonderful meetings? The first time at Matt's, maybe with our school. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Some big words there. Basically what we're saying, what St. Paul was writing, what we were doing was to pray for you. We've been praying for you that we're here. Or St. Thomas Aquinas and those that haven't been here yet. We've been praying for you. It's pretty cool. I know a lot of our parishioners here, we pray, we come to Mass every day. I kind of call them the souls of our church, our parish. Because they're praying for all of you. They're also praying for people in our church, people in our community, people in our country, people around the world. Pretty cool. Second, when I like the words there, to be filled with knowledge, but to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. What does that mean, to walk in a manner for the Lord in a good way? Well, we're in church. So right now, we want to listen, right? Not to talk with each other, but to listen. Listen to what God is telling you. We listen to the readings today. Some of you will read eventually. Our teachers did it today. That's the word of God, and we can listen to our Lord. Right? When we walk in, you know, many of you are so good that you kind of teach the new kids that are here. But we walk in with reverence, which means reverence meaning you're showing God that you're good behavior, that you're knowing that God is here, how much He loves you. Other things that you'll notice, especially if you're brand new, that we sit, we stand, we kneel in different ways. It's kind of I kind of joke it's a little exercise, all right? But we use that to show Jesus Christ how much we love Him, because He loves you, all right? So in a few ways. One, let me get a couple of our students. Let's see, who was genuflecting? Let's see, Ethan, Carly, come on up here. See, look at that. There you go. Why don't you point everybody? It's good for adults too, to remind these things, right? And the other one will give you a little harder. You're standing right now, what do you usually put our hands? Sometimes you can watch me do it. So I'm a priest, and I'm in the front. Watch how I have my hands. So when I'm talking, and I'm doing a homily, so my hands are going around. But when you see me pray, you'll see my hands go like this. So watch what the priest is doing. All right, you mentioned the genuflecting. When we come in, we'll always genuflect. What is that? You guys know what that means? Carly. Kind of kneeling. Why don't you show them again so they can see again? There you go. Kind of genuflect on your knees. Why are we doing that? Because Jesus is right up there. See that gold box up there? Jesus is in there. It's a good language for that. Either, what do we do during Mass when you're not standing or sitting? What are you doing? You're praying, yep. And what are you doing? Look at your posture. Right now we're standing. They're sitting. What's the other one? Like at Mass? The kneeler before you? What is that? You're kneeling. Why don't you, can you show them how to kneel? I know you don't really have a little standing there, but yeah, so we just kneel, right? But we don't want to be lazy. You see what Ethan is doing this right now? You're not flexing, listening. Should I give you a test? How long you can do that?
I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you too. Come on back. Just little things as we go into the church and to know how much God loves us. Now, at your different ages, so we'll eventually have communion. And know that those who haven't had communion yet cross your arms so that you can be blessed. And know that, again, God loves you so much. It's so good to be here with all of you. So then, the first reading, again, I thought it was just amazing, the readings. Listen then to what the end of our second reading was. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. See, Peter was fishing. He was fishing. Like, fish. Caught a lot. And now what he's doing is going out to the world to bring people to Jesus. And that's our jobs too. Your priests, your principal, your teachers, all of our brothers and sisters. We want to catch people to come back to church, to come back to our world. So again, praise God. Love having you guys again. It makes my day. Continue to do well. How much if you need anything, let us know. Talk to our teachers and our principal, our brothers and sisters. Know how happy we are. Jesus loves you. Let us stand and we'll offer intercession.